as we said earlier in our news today, Cuba's flagship airline, Cubana de Aviación, has announced the cancellation of several of its flights as a result of the latest measures implemented by the United States against Cuba. Cubana de Aviación has given its assurance that steps are being taken to address the situation. Aircraft leased by Cubana to cover international and national routes have been returned to their countries of origin, prompting the company to cancel flights to Mexico City, Cancun, Santo Domingo, Caracas, Port-au-Prince in Haiti, Fort-de-France in Martinique, and to Guadeloupe, and affecting also domestic flights from and to Santiago de Cuba and Holguín provinces. Arsenio Arocha Elias Moises, deputy director of Cubana de Aviación, told the press that this past Monday, Cubana was notified of the closing of two aircraft leasing contracts by companies from third countries, arguing that up until December 31st next, an estimated 40,000 passengers will be affected. Although the official did not reveal the name of the foreign companies that canceled their agreements with the Cuban airline, he said that Cubana de Aviación is looking for alternatives and solutions to continue providing its services. As was duly denounced by Cuba, beginning this past October 21st, the Bureau of Industry and Security of the U.S. Department of Commerce implemented new amendments to the so-called Export Administration Regulations aimed at further restricting exports and re-exports of goods to Cuba. In statements to the press here in Havana, Cuba's Deputy Minister of Transport, Naima Alfonso, provided a detailed explanation on this latest anti-Cuban maneuver by Washington. She said the new measures seek to further deteriorate U.S.-Cuba ties by tightening Washington's nearly 60-year-old blockade policy against its neighboring Caribbean state. Minister Alfonso said that the latest U.S. measure amounts to an additional leverage on the neighboring Caribbean island, using as a pretext Havana's unwavering friendship and solidarity with the Venezuelan people and their constitutional government headed by President Nicolas Maduro. The new measures seek to further tighten the U.S. policy of blockade against Cuba. It means that from now on, the U.S. government will deny licenses to a group of companies which used to work with our country, leasing us aircraft and vessels. Beginning October 21st, the Bureau of Industry and Security of the U.S. Department of Commerce has established a general policy of refusal to leases of aircraft and vessels by those companies to our country, thus hampering Cuba's commercial relations. The Bureau of Industry and Security also said that license applications for the export or re-export to Cuba of foreign-made items that include 10% or more of U.S. origin content will be subject to a general policy of denial. Previously, those companies had to apply for a U.S. license if the foreign-made items exported or re-exported to the Caribbean state included 20% or more of U.S. origin content. Now, the U.S. has further lowered that amount, establishing a general 10% de minimis level for Cuba. As I said, they are establishing also a general policy of denial for leases of aircraft and vessels to our country, regardless of the U.S. origin content in those aircraft or vessels or in the transported goods. By doing this, they are simply seeking to reduce to zero Cuba's chances to rent aircraft or vessels from any company interested in doing business with us. The Cuban Deputy Minister of Transport described the situation as complex, but confirmed that, as always, the country will seek alternatives to confront and overcome Washington's aggression, without yielding to foreign pressures nor renouncing any of the principles upheld by our people in our revolution.
Esta nueva medida los pone en una situación complicada.
Commercially speaking, this new measure puts our nation in a complex situation, but we won't capitulate, not surrender. On the contrary, we will continue working with those companies that do not yield to pressures from the U.S. government, as we've been doing for the past nearly six decades. We will find alternatives, and we will continue flying the skies and sailing the seas around the world. The transport sector is one of the hardest hit by Washington's blockade of Cuba. Between April 2018 and March 2019, damage to the sector caused by the U.S. hostile policy surpassed $170 million, representing $69 million more than the previous year. The U.S. blockade hampers Cuba's efforts to purchase aircraft, aviation spare parts, and advanced technologies, as Washington's hostile policy prevents Cuba's access to major manufacturers and suppliers involving U.S. capital. Other negative impacts of the U.S. blockade on the Cuban transport sector include the restricted flows of passengers to and from the island and additional costs to the country as a result of the geographical relocation of trade. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel said that the new anti-Cuba measures by the Trump administration are an expression of impotence, moral degradation, and imperial contempt. In a post on Twitter, Díaz-Canel described the measures as inhumane, cruel, unjust, and genocidal. He said, "Cuba will not surrender. We will give a sovereign response." For Radio Havana, Cuba, I'm Lena Valverde.